Welcome to this episode of GGID. Today, tiny urban forest. Tiny urban forest can help not only the environment, but help people live healthier lives. The idea is so amazing, it merits better understanding. Imagine small forests, perhaps the size of a tennis court, being planted in many neighborhoods and growing right where we live and offering all of us their benefits. The idea is simple. Take a piece of land that is unused. Fill it with native plants. Let them grow. And within about 3 years, it can begin to become a native ecosystem. And within 20, it will start to reveal the biodiversity of local conditions. This complex ecosystem, made up of local plant and animal life, can actually contribute to fighting climate change. The original idea comes from a Japanese botanist, Akira Miyazaki, who discovered that the areas around temples and shrines and cemeteries had grown into ecosystems, as opposed to so many places where plants were not native, and where planting a forest could take up to 200 years in order to be able to develop their own ecosystem. Thus, he developed what is now known as the Miyazaki method. It is used in many cities and countries throughout the world, usually sponsored by community groups. The initial cost is something like $30,000 or $40,000, and as the idea becomes known because it is successful, more groups or cities may want to sponsor it. Such tiny urban forests also improve people's mental health and reduce the harmful effect of air pollution. They also can counter heat islands, that is, areas where concrete and asphalt can raise temperatures in a neighborhood by several degrees. Reforestation is important to environmentalists because they are part of their strategies to limit the rise of global temperature to 1.5 degrees Celsius. And that's why the Miyazaki tiny forests are therefore an attractive option. Thank you for listening. And until next time, let's make sure we notice all that's good out there.